So joining us now from the North Pole is one of Santa's most famous reindeer. We say good morning to Blitzen. How are you?
It's Blitzen, bitch.
Good morning to the strong men of courage. How's my job and my Jews this Yuletide season?
Well, we're doing fine. Okay. This isn't what I imagined Blitzen sounding like.
Well, how did you think I would sound?
I don't know. I never heard a reindeer talk.
Maybe less exorcist-like?
Well, I'm just trying to keep myself in the holiday spirits, but I caught wind that the jolly fat man was on your program this past Friday and made mention that I was transitioning, which is utterly preposterous. Chrissy Kringle doesn't have a bloody clue.
Okay.
You're not transitioning.
Heavens no, I'm all man reindeer. I have the biggest hooves on Santa's sleigh, the sturdiest haunches and the stamina to take you around the world in one night.
Okay. Didn't think you'd have this accent, but okay.
Look, I understand how Chrissy could have been confused. There's scarcely a female in the North Pole, let alone a female reindeer. I'm sure you all know about Mrs. Claus bolting away with Latrell Sprewell, which probably means she's in some choking play. Not quite sure there, but... You can't blame us for fighting off the cold in this stable. If you lived in these conditions for 12 months per year, naturally you'd open up both doors of the sleigh, if you know what I mean, James.
Okay, I see where you're going.
So prissy. How'd you get the name Blitzen, by the way? Is it a football homage or what?
Blitzen always brings the pressure right up the middle. So yes, you can call it football if you want, but I'm simply known as Blitzen, bitch. I am what I am. I'm not into labels.
Okay. Are you sure you're not transitioning?
No. Look, I'll give you an example. After a long day of hard work, training, and spinning Christmas magic, you need to blow off a little steam up here at the North Pole. It's not uncommon for... me or Dancer or Prancer to bribe one of those connected elves and have him mix in some molly to the old feed sack. And before you know it, we're going family style on Donna, bringing new meaning to the term Donna Party.
Oh, man.
Well, did you come to think of it, Dancer, Prancer, those are names that you might expect to transition. I could see the whole team doing it.
Well, you know, you make do. It's all good fun, not unlike your weekly sex parties, George. And I have an issue with that. How come I am never invited to these?
Well, because there's no such thing.
I've heard stories. These have to be real.
No, they're really not.
Well, they are, but... We usually eat pretty well up here, that makes me so sturdy, mostly oats, hay, beans, cornbread, collard greens, and I'm good.
We've heard that phrase before.
Have you?
Someone who was transitioning, I think.
I have a lot on my mind, we have the big night ahead, which really isn't a problem after all these years. I just hate that we're led by around by that little attention whore Rudolph. I'm sure you all learned about him in that god-awful claymation documentary from the 60s.
That was a documentary?
Yes, it was a documentary. His father hated him, Santa hated him, we all hate him. Yeah, nothing's changed over the last few decades.
Y'all kind of bullied him, which is it's kind of under fire right now, as a matter of fact.
You ever think maybe he deserved it, George?
Well, he couldn't help it. He just had a red nose.
He had a red nose, but there's a lot of other things there. It's going to be my tell-all book coming out next spring, so keep an eye out for that. But I don't even have to ask you what you want for Christmas, because, as you know, Santa knows all, and... By proxy, the reindeer know all. We can just look it up right in the database. And Junes, I'm looking up your profile right now. You've been very nice this year. You're on the nice list.
Oh, good.
You want peace on earth, health for you and yours, and less political strife. That's something we can all strive for. Very good, Junes.
Okay, great. Good.
Now, George, you, sir, are on the naughty list.
I'm George.
It's for the Cowboys to lose out. Garrett lose his job so you can avoid that jump hulk in 2019.
I did not ask Santa for that.
Well, you might not have asked him for it, but we've heard your prayers, George. And let me tell you, there's going to be no Christmas miracle this year down in Dallas. But you can pull off the hulk, I think, with your big jump body. Maybe get a nice seasonal vest, color it up right. You'll be able to pull it off nicely. I'm quite looking forward to this.
I don't know. I'm dreading it.
Well, just tuning in, this is Exorcist Blitzen joining us.
Look, I appreciate the time. I have to get back to my training, but I appreciate the form so I can clear up a few misconceptions, Muses. I do all wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in hell.
Okay.
Dang, another one.
Another one. Going to see us
in
hell.
Three in a row.